And use them, amen, in the service. Praise God. Look in the Bible tonight in the book of John chapter 5. If you'll look over there, just in John chapter 5. And John's a great book in the Bible, great gospel of John. Amen. Jesus talked a lot to people that thought they were all right. Of course, they was blind and they didn't understand the things of God. But you don't understand nothing. He don't make it known to you. But Jesus talked to them. Notice, if you will, in the scripture here, he said in verse 39, he said, search the scriptures. What think you of the scriptures tonight? The scriptures are the Holy Writ. It's the word of God. It's what we call the Holy Writ tonight, the scriptures. What are the scriptures? Well, thank God the scriptures, brethren, thank God it's what's been written here. We know that. We know if somebody said, we look at the scriptures, well, what day shall our heart burn within us? While he opened us what? The scriptures. By the way, he opened them up. He opened the scriptures to them. And it's good to open the scriptures in an individual basis to pray and read and to get something from the Lord. But the scriptures, thank God, all scriptures given by inspiration of God. What's that mean? That means it's a God-breathed book. It means it's inspired. It means that holy men of God spake as they was moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I believe this is an infallible book tonight. I believe it's inspired of God. I only believe in inspiration. I believe in the preservation of the scriptures, that God's preserved them. He said they've been tried in the furnace of fire 7 times. Hey, purified words. Amen. What he said is settled. It's not a vote on it. It's not my friend tonight. Amen. Whether we want to accept it or not, there's been so many attacks on the word of God that it's amazing how God don't blink an eye at it. Amen. He settled it. Thank God. It don't matter whether man said he believed it or not. It's settled in heaven. It's settled a long time before we ever got it. Forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thank God it's a settled book. We know the scriptures in Paul, thank God, told Timothy that, thank God, the scriptures have made thee wise unto salvation, that they did not have a complete Bible at the time. It was Old Testament. Scriptures had been given to them. And therefore, what was the eunuch reading? He was reading what? The scripture. He began at the same scripture had preached unto him Jesus. It's Isaiah 53 that this man was reading. Had been to worship. Was my friend the treasure of Candace, the queen. Had been to Jerusalem to worship. And here, thank God, God tells Philip to go out and preach to this man. Go to the desert Gaza. Amen. A spirit led him there, and he ran and joined himself to that chariot. And he said, do you understand what you're reading? He said, how can except some man guide me? And he got up the chariot and read and began the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And of course the man was saved. The preached scriptures. Amen. Of the truth of God. Amen. Listen. Scripture tonight is very important, brother. That really, what do you base anything on tonight? You got to base it on what this says. We have a witness of the Holy Ghost. He's the author of the scripture. But we got to base what we believe according to what God said. You just can't come up with something in your own mind. As you say, well, this is what I believe. You better believe what thus saith the Lord. That's the only hope we got tonight. We have hope in the scriptures. Thank God if he said it, he meant it tonight. It's not something that we choose, amen. It's something he gives. Thank God, and you better choose it, amen. But brethren, listen, thank God tonight, the only one faith come by hearing, hearing by what? The word of God. And the word must be given to you tonight through the Spirit. Amen. We have not only word only, amen, but we do have the word that God spake. Jesus said the word that I speak unto you, their spirit and life. Everything he said was spirit. It was life in it. Amen. There's life in it. Thank God not everybody got saved that heard him. But it was. Listen, he said the power was there for them to be healed. The power was there that they could have. Amen. For there's not nobody he could not save if he saved them. Amen. That's right, brother. Somebody said, who does the saving? He does. Amen. You don't help him save. Amen. Listen, it's all him, friend. It's the grace of God. It's Jesus Christ. It's his will tonight. Amen. He willed, thank God. He read the verse the other day. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth. That it was the will of God to put access, amen, to us. And that word that we heard was engrafted in us. Thank God made us a new
man by? The what? The spoken word. Amen. What created the world? The spoken word. Thank God. What created everything? The spoken word. Amen. What creates, thank God, tonight? He's already created everything. But what created in you a new creature? The spoken word. The regeneration. Thank God. What is that? That's the seed. Thank God of what? The spoken word. Amen. He said the word. He said, Peter said, no, we being born again, not of corruptible seed, but by incorruptible seed. By what? The word of God, which lives by forever. And so what is the word of God tonight? Jesus is. Amen. He is the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Here he is in flesh tonight. Thank God. In that day he wrote it. Amen. He came. Thank God. Born in a manger. That's what we say this time of year. We emphasize for the fact that he did come in this world. Took on a body. Amen. Became a child, a babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Amen. But listen, he was more than that, friend. He was God. Amen. Took a robe of flesh, became man, humbled himself. And brother tonight, thank God for that. But everything's about him and I. He is the word. What did Paul mean when he said, preach the word? Amen. They had not a New Testament. They heard the word that they heard from him. Amen. What was the apostles' word? Amen. It's what they had heard. Amen. Thank God they had a word, brother, and they seen it. They set their eyes and beheld it. Thank God by the witness of the resurrection. Thank God they seen him. And thank God, my friend, is a resurrected body. He appeared to them. Thank God. He said, you can touch me. Amen. I got flesh and I got bones. Amen. Listen, but I'm a resurrected Lord. Thank God for tonight. Amen. The word, thank God, was made flesh. Amen. And dwelt among us. Thank God, God in flesh. Brother tonight, I'm telling you, that's what the book's about. It's about him and I. Thank God. Amen to God. I'm glad tonight. Thank God that I know who it's about tonight. Amen. I just don't have a formality of it. I can give you a formality tonight or a form of anything that I know about. But that will not get you to meet them. It'll only tell you about them. Amen. Listen, you have to meet the one that is speaking about. Listen, you can have all the knowledge. It's good to have knowledge. Amen. But you can know, friend. I could tell you everything I know about my wife. But if you never met her, it wouldn't mean nothing. It might mean something after you meet her. But what it is, it's knowing the one the scriptures is talking about. Amen. It testified to him. Look at verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. You can listen. You cannot take a verse and say, well, I'm going to believe this and be saved. No, the Spirit will reveal to you a verse because you met him. Amen. That this verse testifies of. That's it, brother. Listen, I'm not married to a formality. I'm not saved to a religion. I'm not saved to say I believe the Bible. Listen, thank God I believe it because it's about him. Amen. But why do you believe the Bible, preacher? Amen. Because of the prophetic word. Because of the reality. Because of the revealed truth. Thank God the Holy Ghost gave to me. Because it worked in me and it works in me. Amen. Because I know it talks about. Amen. I'm not married to the word. I'm married to Christ, who is the living word. Amen. Listen, the scripture. Amen. People say, I believe the Bible. Friend, listen. If you believe the Bible, you believe the one it tells about. If you believe the Bible, you believe him tonight. Salvation is in believing in him. That's right. If you can be saved tonight if you're not saved. Amen. If the Holy Ghost turned the light on and says it's Christ, it's Jesus. And God, you don't have to, amen, wrestle around. Brother, he came to save. And God, he didn't come. And God, to condemn the world. He came can the save. Hey, God, friend tonight, he is the Savior. He's the mighty one, thank God, that can save any sinner that's lost tonight. Amen. They can come and be saved. Amen. You don't have to have, thank God, nothing but him. Thank God, it ain't my friend, a feeling, even though it will be a feeling in it. It's not by feeling, it's by faith in a person. It's by believing in him. It's by trusting him. Thank God, trust him. Listen, why do you trust the book? Because he said it. Thank God, because he said, I know in whom I have believed. Amen. Thank God, Abraham said, praise God, I believe. Amen. God showed it to him. Thank God, he knew Isaac was going to be one. The one, thank God, that God had promised. He took him to the mount, friend. But thank God, before he ever put the knife in him, God stopped him. Amen. He believed God. He said, we will come back down. Thank God, from this mountain, it'll be us to come. Thank God, I'm telling you, brother, tonight, you better go ahead and get it in you tonight that this is the truth of God. Hey, brother, listen. And the scripture came, thank God, by holy men, that we might know these things. I dare not work a blessed of God to have, thank God, in the book. Amen. Thank God it reveals him. And brother, we can know him who the book reveals tonight. Amen. Notice what he said. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify me. Brother, that's why I said the scripture testifies of him. The scripture's our comfort tonight. Where do you find comfort tonight? You can't find comfort nowhere but in that book. And the Spirit of God, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost is the Comforter. Who wrote the Bible? Who inspired it? The Holy Ghost. Amen. He's the inspiration. Amen. Listen, all scriptures given by what? Inspiration. Holy men of God were moved by the Holy Ghost. Thank God as they spake. It's sealed tonight. Thank God. Why in the world does anybody want to try to take God, this good truth tonight? People say, well, I can't understand it. Brother, you can't understand, thank God, anything unless you, thank God, you've been made known to it. Amen. I don't understand things, thank God, unless he makes it known to me. I didn't get this Bible, thank God, to try to understand it. Amen. I got it, thank God, because I was understanding, amen, what he had already told me. I don't understand all this. I don't understand all of God. You don't neither. But you take it by faith. Can you? Was you there? Thank God when he said, "Let there be light," and there was light. No, but I tell you what, I believe it because there's light, and because the book said it. Amen. Because he said it, but there's an understanding to it because by faith. Thank God, the worlds were framed. We didn't wasn't there when they were. Thank God for us in person. Amen. We was in him. Thank God for us what we know before the world began, before he ever breathed our breath into a man. Thank God, he already had this thing already in it. Brethren, listen, you can't get a hold of all that, but the more you get a hold of, you'll see more in the picture that everything in your life God is in charge of, and God set this thing up. Who would say 2022, brethren, meeting on a Sunday night, thank God, as a group of people in this section of town, amen, that thank God he still has a church. He started, thank God, he still has a people. Thank God that he's saved by the blood of his own power, and he still got, thank God, a group, amen, that believe the truth for tonight. And what is the truth? Jesus is the truth. Amen. The word is the truth. He said, thank God, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. What is that word? Christ is. What's the word of salvation? Christ. What's the power of salvation? Christ. He read the verse this morning. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Do you know Christ is everything tonight? Everything in the New Testament. He is. Listen tonight. And you look at them gifts in the church. He's the apostle of our salvation. He's the sent one. He's the prophet. Thank God tonight. He had the prophet. He had the prophetic word that I will. Amen. Lay down my life, and he did. He, thank God tonight, is the evangelist. He, amen, does the preaching. He does what he came to do. He spoke the word. He's the pastor tonight. He's the shepherd of his flock. He's the teacher tonight. You won't know it unless he teaches it to you. He's everything tonight. Amen. You don't listen, friend. He gave gifts to the church. He gave gifts to men. That's why he called me to preach. He got men to teach. Got women that teach children. Amen. All through the church, there's people that's used of God. But listen tonight, ultimately, he's the only one that possesses it all. And God, listen, he's the one tonight. You don't have to go to another. Amen. Listen, John the Baptist was locked up in a prison of doubt, had preached against Herod. And God in Herodias, amen, said it was unlawful for him to have his, and God, Philip's wife, amen, they threw him in prison. And it was the birthday, you remember that, of Herodias, amen. And thank God her daughter come out, amen. I said she done more than a hokey pokey, amen. Thank God she danced around in front of him, amen. See, listen, you all know the power, amen, of that kind of thing. This man said, I'll give her half of my kingdom. I'll give her anything up to the half of my kingdom. And she went to her sorry, no good for nothing mama, and said, what do you want? And she said, I want the head of that preacher. I don't like him. I'm adding to this, in my opinion, she wouldn't like anybody wanting to cut their head off, amen. Thank God, she said, cut his, I want his head on a charger. Thank God, and Herod done made that promise. Thank God, he sent him in the executioner to take the head of John off, amen. And they brought it to that woman in a charger. Brethren, listen, I'm telling you this tonight. Thank God, friend, we're in a day that they don't like the truth. I'm telling you, I'm tired of the way the things are going. I can't do nothing about it. Oh, but just do what I know to do and shine light. But brother, this culture change and all this bunch of stuff are going on, it's of the devil, friend. It's of the flesh. He's trying to change everything, wipe history out. But brother, they can do all they want to. His word will stand forever. It don't matter who tries to take it away. Amen. Whoever says it ain't true, it don't matter. God ain't blinked an eye. He ain't worried about it. He ain't biting his nails like I do. Amen. He ain't up there fretting. Amen. He ain't wondering what he's going to do next. Ain't got everything playing into what he ordained. Everything that goes on is because he set it up. Amen. You better be glad you're on his side tonight. Ain't God, if he be for us, who can be against us? Ain't one person tonight. I can rest, thank God, tonight in the sovereignty of God, in the scripture that he gave me, in what he said, thank God, and live a life for him. Amen. I can't tell you tonight that everything I do is right, but I'll tell you this, everything he does is right. I might not understand it, but I know he knows what to do. Ain't God in my life when I need it. And brother, there never has been a time he didn't know what to do. He does right all the time. Amen. I'm telling you, he's the God. Thank God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank God, he's my God tonight. Hey, Mary said he's hers. Thank God, listen. The word has it confirmed, and you can count on it. Amen. That's right. This bunch of hypocrites. He says, search the scripture. He's talking to people who don't know him. You pick out scriptures you want to pick out and apply them. But you don't take the whole thing. In fact, you can't even see it. Amen. You take the scripture. Paul said they wrestled their self-destruction. Remember they said, Paul said, Peter said that. He said, Paul said things that's hard to be understood. And some take these scriptures and wrestle to their own destruction. Brother, listen. The gospel's simple tonight to the open eye. It's hard to the closed eye. That's the way it is. Harden not your heart in the day of provocation. The Spirit of God speaks to you. Obey what he says. That's the only way you can. God help us all. Amen. This is what he said in verse 40. Read it with me. And he said, and you will not. You will not. That's a statement. That's a statement. And you will not come to me. the scripture testifies to me. You will not come to me. It's a person. Amen. It's Christ. Everything is in him. I'll tell you that again tonight, friend. Everything you need, he has. Amen. Thank God. Amen. You need, thank God, that comfort tonight. He's there. Amen. He said, I'll send you another comfort. I'll let him abide in you. But he's the same one. Thank God. He's the comforter. Amen. We go through a lot of grief in this life. We go through hardships. Amen. We go through difficult times. There's hardships in our own heart. The battle's in me tonight. More than it is, thank God, on the outside, it's on the inside. I have battles from the outside, but not as many as I do from the inside. Amen. I need some comfort tonight. I need some help tonight. I need God's grace tonight to do his will. I can't do it without him. I've got to have it tonight. Amen. But I'm going to have to obedient. I got to obey him. I've got to walk in the light. I've got to seek him. Amen. And walk and love him and do his will in my life. But I'm telling you this tonight, friend. Thank God, everything you need is in him tonight. Amen. Listen, I'm getting older. Are you hearing me? Thank God, I don't have the strength I used to have. I don't have the unction I used to have. I feel it in me, but it just don't come out the way it did sometimes. Amen. I was talking to my grandkids the other day. They called me, amen, to God, and said, they wanted to tell me happy birthday. And Paige got on the phone, and she said, Papa, happy birthday. I said, thank you, sweetie. I appreciate that. And Cole was sick. He didn't say nothing. Don't want to tell me happy birthday. But Maverick got the phone. Amen. And this is what Paige said. I didn't even hear it. My wife heard it. I had it on the car thing there. And she said, now, Maverick, you got to talk loud to him. He's old and he can't hear. Amen. And he said, happy birthday, Papa. I said, amen. Happy. Thank you for that, Mavie. Amen. But that's just the way it is. Amen. I hate to see people go down. Listen, there is a stage of life tonight, Brother Todd. In the physical life, in the earthly life, there is a stage tonight we go through. Oh, youth's a beautiful thing tonight to be young. Amen. Ain't got a strength in youth. Amen. There's vigor in youth. Amen. But the grace starts to come. And amen. The age comes. Amen. I look at my daddy. He's not here tonight. And they come by the house this afternoon. And when they're coming, he fell and hurt himself and busted up his arm and his leg. And that's a lot of things. Amen. I'm looking at him tonight. He's 84 and his health's deteriorating somewhat. And I look at myself. And brother, I'm not far behind. It's just the way. Everything's a season. But brother, listen, I can have comfort tonight in the scripture. I can rest tonight in the scripture. I can rest tonight in the one the scripture talks about. That's the only rest I have. Amen. Listen, when the midnight hour, Brother Keith, thank God, last night, I woke up in the midnight hour, amen, wrestling in my own mind, and I only got hope in the scriptures. I only got hope in the word. I've got to grab a hold of it. It's like grabbing it by faith, amen, and believing it, and saying I'm holding to it. God promised, amen, these things, and brother, tonight, that's where it's at, and when you get a hold of that, amen, you can hang to it. Hey, listen tonight, there ain't one thing God don't remember, amen. I know one thing he don't remember my iniquity. Amen. But he remembers my prayers tonight. He remembers my hardship. He remembers, amen, the things I go through. But even Zacharias, when he was praying in the temple, amen, God came to him and said, hey, and God, listen, I've heard your prayer. Amen. Listen, how many times did Zacharias even pray for a child? And Nero, thank God, Elizabeth's past years. Elizabeth can't have a child. But God says you're going to have one. And I've heard your prayer, John. And I want you going to have a child, Zacharias. And his name's going to be John. And he's going to be a great one. He's going to be a forerunner. He's going to be a preacher. Amen. Listen, brother, that was a promise. But the prayer had been prayed a long time before that. Thank God, but he come and said, I've heard thee. I remember what you prayed. I know what you prayed. Anything you pray tonight might not happen right then. It might not. I'm impatient. I like to see God move right then. But it always happened like that. Amen. I thought about when you were teaching this morning. And remember when I come here and there's about a 9-year-old little boy. And I got to thinking, wow. I mean, think about this. Here's a little boy sitting back in the pew by mama. Amen. 9 years old. I've been here 33 years. Aren't you 42? Is that what you are? Amen. Listen. I ain't got 9 years old. Here's a little old boy back here sitting in a pew. Amen. Did not know his heart. Listen, thank God I didn't know where was with God. I just knew that, thank God that he needed the Lord like everybody does. But listen, thank God it was a while. Amen. You went through the years and amen and different things in your life. Amen. And then one day God called his name. Amen. And saved him. Amen. Put him in the family of God. Washed every sin away. Amen. Made him a new creature in Christ. But he didn't do it when he was nine. But the seed had to be planted when he was nine. Thank God. God broke through in the word when he was nine. Amen. But brother, listen, here's fruit. I'm telling you, listen, friend, this is what excites me. For the fact it ain't about how many you got, it's who you got. Amen. It's what you got. Amen. I ain't claiming him tonight as one of mine. I'm claiming him as one of God's, because that's how we connect tonight. Amen. And that's how we know it tonight. But here he stood and taught Sunday school this morning with tears and thanksgiving for what God has done for him. Amen. For this, and 33 years later, I ain't God, when I come here when he was 9 years old, and it's amazing not what God will do. Amen. If you'll just believe him, not grab hold of him. Amen. Thank God. It ain't. Listen, a lot of times we just give up. Amen. Our own mind, but God don't. He never will. He don't, friend. He don't forget. Thank God the word, and he don't forget what's been sown, and he don't forget, thank God, that sinner, and he don't forget, thank God, his plan for that sinner. And brother, that was a whole long time. Amen. Thank God, before I ever got here, amen, that God had a plan. Thank God that he just let me be part of it and preach the word of God. Amen. And let, amen, the gospel be preached. But brother, here this morning, thank God, amen, 33 years later, here comes, thank God, the boy that was 9 years old that sat on the pew in the back. Amen. Thank God, 33 years later, he's opening the scripture, amen, and rightly dividing it and telling the people what thus saith the Lord. Is that not the way he works? It's not that the way he works, Miss Tasha. Thank God that you come here. Hey, God, as a teenage girl, amen, didn't know much about God at all. Amen. But got around the people of God. Amen. Heard the word of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Brought forth a working in her. Thank God. Amen. What from the scripture? Amen. The preached scripture. But it revealed who the scripture talked about. It talked about him. And that's where said tonight. Amen. Listen, you can read that Bible, but listen, the best day of your life is when the Bible lets you know who it's about. Amen. It's the greatest day of your life. Before I got saved, I never read it. I never read the scripture before I got saved. Never did. If somebody said, what do you think about the Bible? I'd say, well, I got one. Do you ever read it? I said, no, I ain't never read it. I ain't interested in it. Amen. I wasn't interested in reading it. What would I want to read it for? It didn't mean nothing to me. Amen. To the day God saved me. You know the first thing? Nobody ever had to tell me you need to read the scripture after I got saved. Nobody said you need to read the scripture. I wanted to know then. Amen. That's all I could do is read the scripture. Amen. I wanted to read it and I wanted to study it and I wanted to learn it. I wanted to hear it. Amen. I wanted to be taught it. Amen. Listen. Thank God. I'm telling you, brother, listen. Thank God tonight. It's all in this book tonight. Ever listen. It's ain't God. God knows. But he gave us this book to know. Amen. Listen. Thank God. There's a book tonight you can learn of him about. How you going to learn of him if you don't never let him talk to you? That's a sad deal, friend. Jesus said, it's a nice little Bible here now. John, this is what Jesus said. He said this, he said, it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. That's a blessing. Glory to God. That's an Old Testament prophecy in the New Testament. He's saying it again. Jesus is saying it. It's said back in Isaiah. He said, they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard. Have you heard? Do you hear?
Right.
You heard him, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
That's why you acted upon it, because you heard him.
Right.
You didn't do what the preacher said. You done what God said.
Right.
Notice this, had heard and hath learned. Learned. Brother, I ain't cutting a bit of corners with this thing. He said, listen to what he said right here. He said, he that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Brother, you better hear me. That Holy Ghost, son, he got in you, son. He started letting you hear some things, and he started teaching you some things. What attracted you to somebody? You looked at them and learned of them. The more you know about somebody, the more you love them. That's right. That scripture right there tell you about the Lord. Somebody said, I'd like to know what Jesus is like. Read the book. Read the Gospels. You want to know what God's like? What Jesus is like? I said this before. See, most people's got the wrong concept of God. He is a holy, reverent God. He is. But he's also a God that can be touched. He's a God that loves people. He's a God that loves sinners. He's a God. Jesus let a woman that was of the street actually kiss his feet, wipe his feet with the hair of her head when her tears fell on his feet. He said, brethren, that woman, her sin being many, are forgiven. That's how God is. People don't want that. The independent fundamental Baptist would criticize and condemn that woman to hell. And Jesus said, no, she's forgiven. The much is forgiven has loved much. Brethren, that's the way he is. A woman at the well, friend, who would have ever went by a woman at the well? In the community, who would even look to that woman and said, that woman's nothing but a harlot. She's been married 5 times. She's with a man that ain't even her husband. And we'd have stomped her out as fast as we could. And Jesus went by there. Thank God she was a Samaritan. She was a mixed up breed. And he got to talking to her about the drink of the living water. And she said, give me the drink. He said, if thou knewest the gift of God, you'd ask of me. If you knew who I was, listen, you know the record. How that woman thanked God. He went through her marriage situation, the worship situation. Everything was the purpose of God to bring her to him. And she got saved when he made his own revelation to her and said, I am him that speak to thee. And she went back to the city and to all the men said, come see a man. I told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? You all know what God's like tonight? He's like that. We do live in a weird day. I'll give you that. But it ain't hard for him, Brother Todd. Just remember this. Behind that dyed hair and them piercings, there is a person that the holy power of God can get a hold of. And I'm just going to be as honest as I can tell you. I'd rather sit down and eat with somebody like that as a self-righteous hypocrite. I ain't got no time for it. I ain't got no time to sit around with anybody that thinks they're better than somebody else and all they want to talk about is their accomplishments. I'd rather sit, thank God, with an old sinner and give him the gospel and buy his lunch. That fellow that come this morning, he had heard me, and of course, he's come a couple times, and he come over and shook my hand. He said, I sure appreciate y'all letting me come here. I said, man, you welcome to come anytime you want to. You can come every service. You welcome to come anytime you want to. We love you, man. I mentioned he had a girlfriend. He said, yeah, she's still going through some hard times. I said, well, when she gets out, just tell her to come on in here. We'd love to have her. That's who Jesus sat with. That's who Jesus ate with. Amen? Brother, I'm telling you what. Them scriptures testify him. And he come to save sinners. He didn't come to call the righteous. Until you get rid of your pride, you never will get saved. You think too much of yourself. Saved people do. There's saved people think too much of themselves. We all got that pride and boasting in us. We got to be careful with that. Would you see what they was wearing? Better thank God to close your God. You hear that music is listened to? You know, I preach about a lot of things down through the years, but there ain't nothing God can't take care of. And I just want to remind you of this. The music and the clothes and the cigarettes and everything else ain't the problem. It ain't the problem. It's the heart of man. You know what the problem with us today is? Amen. It's our heart. And the heart preceded these things. Amen. Brother, listen. If you ever see yourself as what you really are, it'll be hard for you to criticize a lot of people. Because you'll have to examine yourself first and you'll say, woe is me. That scripture testifies that the Son of God is holy and righteous. Brother, listen, thank God he come to save us. Yeah, he come to save us.
Right.
He come and he did save us. And he put us in a family tonight that's bonded by the love of God and in the blood of Christ. We're bonded in that. And they said being bonded together in the body of Christ. Listen to me tonight as I close this thing out. That bond, thank God, is unbreakable. You in a covenant, son. You ain't getting out if you saved. You know why? Because he's holding it up. It ain't. He didn't give a covenant and said, now if you'll do this. There's some conditional things in the Bible, but when it comes down to salvation and the love of God, it's unconditional. What condition was you saved by? I'm a sinner. What condition are you kept by? Him. You can get a hold of that boy one day, thank God you'll shout. That's right, son. It's unconditional. Listen to this. I'm going to give you this. I'm unconditionally saving old Tristan, and I'm unconditionally keeping old Tristan. There ain't a thing he did to do it, and ain't a thing he can do to keep it. And because of that, I really love him who saved me. God have mercy. Hang your harp on the willow. It's hanging over here. I ain't done as good as I ought to. You never will. Hang your harp on the willow. Can't sing the Lord's song in a strange land. You know why your harp's on the willow tonight? Because you're trusting too much in yourself. You ain't trusting what he said. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Really? That's what he said. I couldn't tell you that. I couldn't tell you I would never leave you nor forsake you. I couldn't tell you that. But I'm going to tell you, he told me that. He ever left you, Brother Keith? He ever forsook you? The hardest things you ever been through in this life, he's always been faithful, ain't he? He's always been faithful, ain't he, huh? Amen. The grace has been there, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Even when we ain't done right all the time,
right.
The grace is still there because he loved us and gave himself for us. That's what it's about. Thank God. He said, these scriptures testify of Christ. It testifies of me, he said. And you will not come to me that you might have life. Why won't you come? Because you got too much pride in your own religion. That's why. Religious pride blinds a man from Jesus. It does. God bless the word. Let's stand. Thank you for hearing me tonight. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Brother Redmond, have prayer for us. God bless your name.